He's from the north,
she's from the south, and we want to know what's in your mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome aboard In Yo Mouth Airlines. This is your captain and hostess with the mostest, Munoz, and your co-pilot today and dirty whore will be Marie.
Hello. Welcome.
Our flight time today will be 45 minutes, and our arrival destination is New York City. Sit back, relax, pull down your pants, and get ready, y'all. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Exits are here, 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 and definitely here.
There. We'll leave it up to your imaginations where Marie just pointed. Hi, Marie.
Hi, baby. You sound so much better.
Oh, my God, because I just came back from Pride.
And your voice is here.
I know. Thank you.
Last week was
a disaster.
A disaster. No, but it sounded, it was the kind of that sexy Rachel Ray.
Yeah. Like
maybe not.
Yeah, we're talking like Rachel Ray in like Maxim magazine, Rachel Ray.
That's true.
Like old school Rachel Ray. Have you seen those photos?
No.
The Spank Bank photos?
No. Of Rachel Ray?
Yes. Guys, look it up. Everybody
she's
go
in
Google.
Maxim?
Yeah. Go.
What is she wearing?
Watch
a bikini?
Yes.
What? Rachel Ray?
Yes.
No.
Rachel Ray.
30-minute meals?
Yep.
She's in a 30-minute bikini?
Yep.
No.
More like a 30-second bikini. You're not ready for these photos, Marie. You are not ready for any of these photos. So, folks,
what?
This is really interesting.
What?
Go pull out your phones right now and Google image Rachel Ray Maxim magazine.
She is licking that. She's deep throating this spoon.
Yeah, with like chocolate on it.
Oh my God, she's so hot.
Yeah, old school Rachel Ray.
Whoa, yes. And that strawberry
is
in her throat. Oh my God.
Yeah, Spank Bank Rachel Ray stuff.
Oh my God. Well, we'll share that on Instagram.
I know, we should. We should.
Wow.
Yes, Rachel Ray just giving you all the titties.
Oh my God.
All the body.
She, you know, she looks hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, she probably wants some.
Yeah, she didn't. Oof.
Some ranch.
Yeah, some ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, guys.
Yeah, so Rachel I was Ray. Giving you sexy Rachel Ray voice last week.
Well, how are you? You were at Pride, your Pride yes. party last night.
Oh my God, I was at Pride
living
for
it
a
up.
Week, yes.
You were calling me FaceTiming the whole time.
Trying. Well, folks, I wanted Marie to be there with me.
Like,
so I wanted her to experience Pride and the love celebration as we all were dancing naked to Kylie Minogue.
Oh my God. Really? Y'all got naked?
Well, no, we were like shirtless.
Barely clothed.
Shirtless, and I had my poom poom shorts on.
Oh my God.
My cootie cutters.
Yes. I took screen grabs of when you were FaceTiming for my Spank Bank.
Yeah. Oh, that's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
Oh, yes. I will masturbate to your image. Don't worry.
Thanks. Thanks.
I don't discriminate.
Is that why it's all blurry?
My picture.
Yes. Oh my God. So yeah, Pride was everything.
Mm.
We ate all the food.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Oh my God. I made
what'd you put in your mouth? Any dick? Wait, any?
No. I never get Pride dick.
Really?
You know that? Yeah, it's very weird. I think it's because people are like so crazy and people are drunk and there's just like so many options and people are want to do all the things that like, yeah, I never.
You don't put D in your move?
No,
your
I don't. My move.
My move.
My boof. No, that just never happens.
Huh.
It's so weird.
Well, that's good. It seems like you were having more fun with your friends anyway rather than chasing tail.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But for Pride Brunch, I made this like egg casserole with like hash browns on the bottom, take a dozen eggs and whisk them. And I threw in like spinach and seasonings and parsley and chives, threw that over the hash browns and then put bacon and cheese and threw it in the oven for like an hour.
Oh,
it was good. And then I
topped
it.
Over?
Yeah. For brunch.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then at night we had pizza from Pizzeria's. Delicious.
Mm.
And then this morning my hangover food was a leftover slice of pizza with an egg on it.
Really? Really?
Oh my God. If you haven't ever had a slice of pizza with a fried egg on it.
What?
Yes, just a drippy, runny, ooey, gooey, cummy, yummy fried egg.
You break the oak, egg pouring it all over.
Yes, and I break the oak. The yolk.
Yes, you do. Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Well, while you were at Pride dancing it up,
yeah.
I took your advice and went to Trader Joe's and finally bought that everything bagel seasoning.
Yes, and put it on everything.
It is changing my life, y'all. I had a salad for lunch yesterday. Shake it, shake it, shake. Put that shit on there. Delicious.
It's incredible.
Then last night I made popcorn. And then it's funny because my roommate and I was like, wait for your mind to be blown. Everything bagel popcorn. But it wasn't really getting in the crevices. Then we figured it out. You shake a little bit in your hand first. Then take with your other hand, you take a bite of the popcorn and then you chase it with it.
Everything yeah. bagel seasoning
yep.
shooter.
Yep.
Is that mm-hmm. what you're doing?
Yep.
Wait, so why did you butter it or did you spray it?
I was dieting.
Yeah.
Doing it. Uh-huh. I didn't use butter. I put just very little oil. So it didn't really have anything to adhere to.
Yes, that's why.
Yeah, so that's why we're chasing it. Yeah, yeah, I know. But it was delicious, guys.
So good. Why didn't you just like spray the popcorn? Like oil spray the popcorn?
Yes, next time, Munoz. Yeah. Next time. I'll lubricate it and then
and
get then, it.
And not the aerosol. I don't use aerosol oil spray. There's this pump can, bottle.
My mom actually just oil. Sent me it.
Yeah, that's and just oil. Mm-hmm. And you just refill it. I just keep refilling it with oil.
Ooh.
And it sprays and it's just oil. There's no propellant in it. There's no anything. So you're not putting chemicals in your body.
Well, next time. One thing I want to work on is a Bloody Mary with the everything bagel seasoning on the rim.
Oh, my God. A good rim job. Mm. There is nothing like. You know what? Can we get a shout out for the rim job? Yes.
Yeah, y'all. Get in there, please.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough of you rimming your glasses with everything bagel seasoning.
Especially you heterosexual men.
Hello? Mm. Tell me about it. Mm. I can't. Get a heterosexual male
to lick your bum bum.
To lick my bum bum. Or everything bagel.
Seasonal yeah.
Everything bagel season. My poop poop. You know?
Come and get it.
Hello.
Well, I love the theme for today because you were so high on life all weekend long with Pride celebrating here in New York City. I thought, how can we get higher?
Higher. That's it.
How can we get higher?
Nope. Put the smokes away, Marie.
I'm completely sober, mm-hmm. believe it or not.
So how are we taking off? Oh, you see what I did there? Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about today, folks.
Which is snacks on a plane.
Who put these motherfucking snacks on this motherfucking plane?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we thought it would be fun. Oh. Ooh, we're taking off. Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Better buckle up.
Oh.
You think that seatbelt's going to save your life when that plane is crashing down?
No. Mm-mm. They want you to stay in there so you, like, die quickly.
That's true. That's why they put it.
Yeah.
I did ask once why, because, you know, when people recline, once you're up in your altitude, 20,000 feet, you can recline. But you have to put your seat right back up for landing. And I asked why once to the flight attendant. And she said, well, if we're ever the first 90 seconds and the last 90 seconds of airplane flight is the
dangerous.
Dangerous, yes. Yeah. And your seats need to be upright because if you have to climb at a certain position, if the seat is if one seat is reclined and another is up, like you won't be able to save yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Say the plane is all of a sudden on its side or like. At a tilt, and you have to climb out of a window or climb up the aisle, the seat needs to be upright for you to save your
life. You think that you're going to be climbing anywhere once that plane starts to go down?
I truly believe if my flight ever goes down, I'll be the only person alive because I have that will to live, motherfuckers.
All right. All right.
I'll be climbing the seats.
And then I'll be cursing people who left theirs reclined.
That's right. No, Marie can only afford those, like, cargo flights, you know, the ones with all the chickens.
Yes,
you know?
That's true.
That's it.
That's how I go home to tennis. Oh, yep, that's my flight.
There was, planes, hey, Marie. Oh, my God. So, I want to talk to you really quickly about, like, do you have any, like, plain tricks for food? Because I have a really great one.
Plain tricks for food?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So, like, you know, instead of buying, like, that all the expensive food in the airport, you package something.
Your little hacks.
Yeah,
your
like
life
a,
hacks.
A little life hack for a plane.
No, what's... Well, I mean, my only one is to buy food at the airport, which is equally as expensive as trying to spend whatever, you know, the box of snacks that you can get on the actual airplane.
Yeah.
No, flying is very expensive.
It's ridiculous these days.
Well, how do you, what do you do?
So you know how you have to have that little Ziploc bag full of your liquids of like, you know.
Yeah, it's whatever I can, never do that.
Oh, well, you can get past because you're a white lady.
Oh.
That's why.
I'm sorry.
No joke. yeah. But so you take that Ziploc bag and you put those little like airplane bottles of booze.
Mm.
And because you know, when you get to the hotel, there's going to be shampoo. Hello.
Oh.
So, and I have hair, so it's not like I need shampoo. And so I have like my deodorant, my maybe some shaving cream, and then little bottles of vodka or gin.
Oh, and your little travel
case. Yeah. Case? So that way you can get nice and schwasty on the plane.
You are allowed to bring.
You can bring it. You're not supposed to drink it.
Oh.
Because a flight attendant saw me once and...
you got in trouble?
No, she was just like, shh, put that away.
Oh.
You know? And then she brought me one for free. She was so cool. But, yeah, you get twisted on the plane.
Oh, wow.
You
know? Well, I love that. My little sister, when she was last in Nashville, she went and got hot chicken for her husband and put it in her carry-on and brought fried chicken on the plane. And everyone was like, what is that smell? She's like, don't worry about it.
I love it. I love it. I once brought, there used to be this great Italian deli by my mother's house in Bay Ridge. It's no longer there. Like, you know, fresh prosciutto. They used to make their own mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
All of this. Like, everything's imported. So they used to make these like prosciutto and mozzarella sandwiches.
Ooh, yum.
With like tomatoes. And, oh my God, it was
everything.
Ooh, I bet
everything. That tastes good 20,000 feet up in the air.
I brought it with me 20,000 feet up in the air.
Mm.
But it was a little bit smelly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The kid next to me vomit.
He vomited because of you?
Yeah.
Aww. That's so cool.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it?
Well, so yeah, folks, if you're just now tuning in, we are talking all about food up in the sky.
Yeah. Snacks on a plane.
Snacks on a plane. Yay. Oh, were they booing at that? Or was
no,
that a yay?
That was an ah. Ah,
snacks on a plane.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, let me put my historian hat on real quick.
All right. Buckle up, folks.
I know. Don't fall asleep. I know you're still a little hungover.
All right. Put your seats in the upright position for this, everybody.
So it keeps you awake. Well, the first flight was in 1903 by Orville and Wilbur Wright.
All right. So we're going back to, like, what, third grade? Is that where we learned this? Right? Good old
Kitty Hawk.
Yeah,
the Wright brothers. Yeah. I've been there. I've been to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and saw where they flew the plane for the first time.
That's what I call my hoo-ha.
Kitty Hawk?
Little Miss Kitty Hawk.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I just call mine Falcon.
Wow. Right? Just swallowing little rabbits and mice.
That's right. These days. Yep. Anything I can get a hand on.
I haven't seen Olive lately.
Yeah, I ate her. All right. Well, so then it wasn't until the 1930s that's when the airplane industry really took off.
Oh,
you like that?
No, I don't.
I know it's terrible. yeah, but so I think it's funny because in the early 1930s, they could get, I guess, like only about 10 people on an airplane. Yeah. And so, of course, they weren't fucking worried about food back then because these people were on there holding onto the seats and strapped in for dear life. They were not worried about food. They were also nervous that they wouldn't make it to their destination because there were a lot of crashes still.
Yep.
It's just a new industry.
Yeah.
So they weren't worried about the food. They were really worried about just living life. But they would land the plane to refuel because the planes couldn't go that far without refueling. So when they would land, they would have a little picnic.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Of cold fried chicken.
I know.
Isn't that nice?
Lovely.
Sometimes they'd serve it in a wicker basket on picnic tables in the airplane hangar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I never knew.
And they would hand out free cigarettes.
That would be my favorite part. Free cigarettes.
Can you believe that they used to just smoke on planes?
Yes. My flight, the first time I flew to Milan on Alitalia, on this. This plane had to be from like 1978. Get on. It still had the ashtrays in the in the arms.
Uh-huh.
And I opened one. I was like, oh, how cool. I opened one and there was a cigarette in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That cigarette was 30 years old.
Probably.
40 years old.
Probably.
Wow. Yeah. They would all just be smoking on there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until the late 30s when, like, they really got their shit together. And they put some, like, kitchens on there, some ovens. So you could get on the plane. They would have, like, raw meat come onto the plane, and they would cook your meat. So halfway through your flight, you would be served a roast. A little pork roast or something.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine, folks, the smell of just like pot roast, like on your JetBlue flight today? You know,
pop chips or roasted beef, pork.
You know,
yeah.
You know, here's a pork shoulder for you, or we have some Doritos.
You decide.
Yes,
I love that though. So way back when. Flying. I mean, I even remember when I was younger how luxurious it was to fly, right? I would dress up. My mom would make us dress up.
Oh, no, that was a thing. And especially, I think, coming from a Latino family, like you had to like dress up. We were in suits to get on this plane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was a just lot of a white thing. People in the sky before the civil rights movement.
You know? Well, it happened.
But it was rich people. Rich white people were flying. It was like it was only reserved. Yeah, boo. Rich white people. Fuck you. Give me your money. No, it was really reserved for like the wealthy. You could, because it was so expensive. I was reading that a flight to San Francisco, say, you're going to San Francisco soon, is like $300 nowadays. Well, back in the 70s, it was $300 to fly from New York to San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
That's expensive, right?
Yeah, back then.
Back then. And
I wish it was $300 now to fly to San Francisco.
Oh, is it not?
No, it was more expensive.
Oh.
Everything's so fucking expensive. Meanwhile, in Europe, you can like puddle jump for like $20.
I know. I did Ryanair. And I was just bopping all over Europe.
Yep.
And getting free meals.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Air Malta. Even though... I don't know why they would do this. They give you like these really like cute sandwiches like for your flight. But the flight that I was on when going to Malta was really, really turbulence. Like lots and lots of turbulence was really turbulence. Is that even a sentence?
It's okay. You're technically a little drunk still.
Yeah. I mean, I've been drinking for like 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Aqua Seltzer.
Thank you.
So the plane is bopping around and bopping around, and I'm feeling like gross. And then I'm like, what is that smell? They decided to serve everybody tuna sandwiches.
No. Are you kidding me?
I ate it after I got off the plane because I was starving. But during this turbulent ride, I wanted to yak my brains out at the smell of just tuna fish.
Ew.
It was delicious. Oh. It was a good sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds yummy. When I flew to Paris, I served a little baguette with some cheese on the way there. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to France. Is this what it's going to be like?
Did you rub the brie on your nipples?
How'd you know?
Hello. That's why we talked about it last week.
I know, spreadable brie.
Ooh.
Well, this is a fun little historian fact.
Yeah.
Until 1978, the government strictly regulated airfares. So, believe it or not, every airline had to charge the exact same amount for a given route. So, like, if you were any competing flights, like, they weren't in competition because they were in the same price. So, in order to compete, actually, they had to offer better service. And so they would pride themselves on, well, you could get roast beef on our flight over here, or you can get champagne over here, or you can... So they made it the most luxurious service as they could, because they were competing with each other.
Have you ever seen those old photos of, like, the stewardesses, and there were so many...
flight attendants.
Oh, yes, a flight attendants. Excuse me. All right. I would want to be called a stewardess.
Katie, my bandmate, calls them hostesses. And I'm like, they're not hostesses.
I think in London, they call them trolley dollies.
Trolley dollies?
Yeah, because they bring the trolley around. And it's like the women.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's PC.
Well, whatever. Okay, what'd your stewardess, what happened?
What?
Weren't you telling a story?
About a stewardess?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought I interrupted you.
I was telling a stewardess story. Guys, I am still flying high from Kylie Minogue. And believe it or not, we didn't drink very, like, we drank, but, like, we didn't, there was the entire middle of the day was not drinking. Like, we had Prosecco in the morning.
Nice, at your brunch.
And then we didn't have another drink till, like, 5 o'clock at night.
Isn't that fun when life is just so great you don't need any alcohol to make it better?
No, it was great. Well, yeah, it was good until you start to fade, you know, because it's a long day.
Then you need a little.
Then you need, like, a boost of something. So yeah, any other like fun experiences you've had, or like what's like, I've always had just like rose food on planes.
Well, I always just like, I'm like, well, this one time I went to Thailand, but this one time when I went to Thailand, the flight was 26 hours because it was 16 hours to Guangzhou, China. And then there was a 5 hour layover. And then I think a 6 hour flight, 5 hour flight. You do the math. Anyway, it was a long fucking flight. And I had never flown internationally like that before, so I didn't know what kind of food they'd be serving. They served us 4 meals in those 16 hours, and you better believe this girl was waking up every single meal. It was delicious. It was on China Southern Airlines. That was the flight that was 385 round trip to Bangkok. Oh. So I was terrified that the chickens were going to just be on the flight with me because... It was so, or like, were they going to just strap us to the wing, or didn't know really what the situation was going to be, but it was awesome. And they served pad thai. They served roasted chicken. They had sandwiches on the way back home. So on the way there, they served Thai food. And on the way back home, they served American food. So I got a hamburger, some French fries. An omelet.
What? An omelet?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is making omelets on a plane?
I don't know. It was definitely pre-made and powdery, but... Yep, there I am. on my flight to Thailand. But that was the greatest experience.
How do you make an omelet on a plane? They had to be pre-made omelets.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
They didn't have some guy flipping them in the back.
Could you imagine?
Actually, I can't imagine.
Can I get like a Western omelet and like he goes and
I wouldn't put it. Some of these European airlines, I would not put it past them that they do not have. They have an omelet station, I'm sure.
Oh
some of
God.
These, I mean, they have like oysters and champagne and caviar. Emirates, is that it?
Emirates, yeah.
Am I saying that?
Emirates.
Emirates. I'm from Nashville. I want to go on a luxurious plane ride. That airplane is supposed to be the most luxurious.
I've never been.
Have you know never why? Been?
Because I can't afford it.
I know. They welcome you with oysters. No, I'm just kidding.
Could you imagine?
I know.
Oh, actually, we got bumped up when I went to Puerto Rico with my brother. We got bumped up to first class for some reason.
I've never flown first class.
That was the only time. And our stewardess, yes, was named Bunny. Because she was an ex-Playboy bunny.
She just offered this information up? Or was she still in her bunny suit?
No. Could you imagine? In that, like, corset leotard and the bunny suit.
Those ladies, they make them
wear some... She pulled out her headshot from Playboy.
Oh, she just had it.
Yep. We loved it. We had her going and coming.
Love it.
Yes.
Wait, but how did that conversation start? Were you like, honey, you're so pretty, you should be a Playboy model?
No, I think it was like, I just asked where she got the name from. Mm. I was like, oh, is your real name Bunny or is that a nickname? And then she told us. But we had shrimp cocktail. That was a good. They served a shrimp cocktail.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We also got shit house on that plane.
Yeah. Well, is it true on first class?
Oh, yeah. You get all the booze.
All the booze you want. Mm. Yeah.
Anything.
Well, we got free booze to Thailand and back.
Yeah. Those European flights, they give you like wine and wine and wine. And
yeah. Well, my flight to Paris, nuh-uh. I was like, oh, I'll have the wine. And they're like, $6. And I was like, I was told international flights are free. They're like, no, not on this flight.
No.
It's like, okay. All right. Never mind.
Never mind. Thanks for that.
Well, but wait, can I go back? Can I put my historian hat back on? Okay, I know it's kind of boring, but I think it's cool. So I dove in to the internet to find out what were they serving way back when? Like, what in the sky, what on earth would they be serving? So in the 1930s, on the late 1930s, avocado and grapefruit was really popular.
Like together?
During that time. Yeah. And so they would serve, I found that on aboard United Airlines in the late 1930s, they would serve a crab meat cocktail with avocado, grapefruit salad.
That sounds delicious.
I know. So refreshing in the sky.
I know.
Isn't that nice?
I don't know if I want to eat fish in the sky, even though I just said I ate shrimp cocktail. But like now thinking of it, it's like, where'd that fish come from?
Oh, yeah.
How's that fish being stored?
Well, it's kind of like when I'm in like Iowa and I get sushi and I'm like, why am I doing this right now?
No.
Who am I? Yeah. Do I love my life or not? Wait, okay. So I read in the mid-1950s on Air France, they served braised ham and port wine sauce.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
what my last lover used to call me.
Braised ham.
Braised ham. And he used to love my port wine sauce.
Wait, have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
No. No.
You're looking at me like maybe you have.
No, because I just started to think about it. And I always think about it when I'm up in the air. I'm like
to make like eye contact with somebody.
Yeah, but those bathrooms, A, are so fucking tiny. And they usually have like, that thing. Like yeah, there's like a weird angle to them. And then they stink.
Yeah, they do smell like.
And people are so disgusting in there.
Yeah. You know? Also, like, most of the restrooms like are in the middle of the section nowadays. Yeah. Do you see? So you both have to. Everyone would see you fucking for sure. Although you know what, I cannot die without having sex in the sky.
Well, you know what?
Is that my new song? Hello.
Yes. Billboard Top 100. Coming
in
at
the,
this is DJ Casey Kasem coming in number 99.
Fucking in the sky. Yeah,
good job.
Yeah, thanks.
I wish. No, you know what? If you're hot enough, I'll do it behind a dumpster down a dirty alley.
If I had a dollar for every boy I've kissed by a dumpster. I'm not kidding.
That's your second track. Coming in at number 87.
Dumpster dick.
Dumpster dick.
Oh, God.
Well, I actually love this little thing that you found here about Mohawk Airlines flying to Albany to Buffalo. So with these really old DC-3s that should have been in museums.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the passengers complained and complained and complained.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone decided, well, let's just revamp this. And they, kind of redid the planes, those old planes, to make them look like old railroad cars.
Oh.
And they had like lace headrest covers and like gold filigreed wallpaper, Victorian curtains. Yeah. And so it was just a marketing thing. And then everybody wanted to fly on these
that's genius.
Crazy. I want to fly it.
I always thought that they should have like ladyboy themed flights.
Ladyboy, explain yourself.
Well, like in Thailand, they have lady boys. Uh-huh. Like, I just think the flight attendants should all be lady boys.
Oh my God.
In the sky.
Fabulous.
Wouldn't that be fucking fabulous?
It would be.
Or a drag queen flight.
But some asshole.
I know. Some fucking asshole would probably ruin the party for all of us.
Yeah. Be like,
because those girls are more beautiful than.
Hello.
Me.
Us girls.
Listen, I went out in heels. Oh my God, I've been in heels a lot this weekend.
Oh, but, yeah? Last How are your feet?
Great. Last Wednesday.
Did you wear a wedge, though?
Yes, this was a wedge.
I mean, a high fucking ass wedge.
It's
so
huge.
Bravo, my darling.
They're really, really comfortable. Mm. Yes. But last Wednesday, I did that Pride Mouthful Story event, which the food was fucking ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. They had shrimp, and they had these little steak crostinis, and they had, like, this... They did this, like, a crudité, but it was all rainbow, so the dips were...
Oh,
dips were
that.
The colors of the rainbow, and then they positioned, like, all the food.
Wow.
There.
That's cool.
Yeah. Remember when Hooters had an airline? Whatever happened to that?
Wait, did they really?
Yes. Wait, you dove deep. You dove deep into this, and you didn't find Hooters airline?
No. I kind of got lost in reading about World War I and World War II there. I'm guilty.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Hooters Airlines?
Yeah. It's a defunct airlines.
That was the name?
Wait, no, it was just like a defunct airline.
I'm not flying a thing that calls.
Yeah,
it's
look.
Defunct airlines. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
I wonder if they served...
Trump.
Chicken wings.
Oh.
That's what I wanted to know.
I'm sure. I'm sure they did.
Because those Hooters wings...
Wait, so, yeah, so when they were competing, these airlines, when they were competing, when the prices were all the same, these airlines would come up with themes. So, like, you're reading about the Mohawk one.
Yeah.
I also read that this airline doesn't exist anymore, but it was called Northwest Orient. That was an airline in the 50s. And they actually had, is it Fujiyama?
Yeah, Fujiyama.
Fujiyama. Or did it.
Uh-huh.
They had a... This is so...
Yes. Marie's looking at this photo, this old photo, and like wherever she pulled this out. Do you know what they're eating? That's an aspic.
An aspic. Oh, from the 50s. Yeah. That makes sense. It was from 1955.
Have you ever had an aspic?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I know. It's sweet gross. And savory. More savory than
it's
sweet.
It's a savory jello.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But... You know, for my, when I get, have I told you my idea?
What? Yeah, don't show me an aspic.
When I finally decide to get married.
Okay.
I would like for my rehearsal dinner to be as if we were in Downton Abbey, and I want a very long table, and I want all the food from the turn of the century to be served. So, like, it's like aspic and
oh, great.
Gross things.
I hope you marry rich.
Honey. Yes, that is the plan. Also, I don't need a man to make my own money, but right now it's not working out for me, so maybe I do need a man with a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
So
ridiculous.
We'll work on it. Anyway,
also,
back to...
why you don't pick up a gay man's phone. Aspics.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Fujiyama.
Never going to want to eat aspics again. All right. Yeah, so this is totally not PC. So, Northwest Orient, they had their upstairs lounge was an Asian theme. So they had a bonsai trees and Japanese dolls aboard, painted Japanese calligraphy on the walls. They served.
Could you imagine if that still happened?
No, could you? I mean, yes. Could you imagine? Welcome aboard. And then there's like all these white women in kimonos welcoming you. But they would. So, and this was like super edgy, actually, during that time. And they would serve in this lounge like pineapple. They would serve. Yeah. Pineapple skewers. They would serve shrimp, cheese, ham, cherry tomatoes, various fruits cut in squares.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's, and the decorations around the food. There were pictures of this. It's like small wooden Asian dolls and oriental trinkets and parasols and ribbons. Like, it was all just Asian themed. And people couldn't be offended by it because Asians were not flying during the 50s. So it was just all these white people being like, oh, this is so cute. Yeah.
Polynesia Airlines.
Yeah.
So I just fell down into a hole right before we got to our favorite part. I fell into a hole of defunct airlines. Looking up Hooters for you. Mm-hmm. There was Naked Air.
What?
Yep. One flight only ever from Miami to Cancun for Nude Week. And all these people got on the plane and got naked.
Ah!
Right?
I love it.
I don't want to be on a plane naked with anybody.
You know?
Nope.
Yeah.
And then there's
only my our private in your mouth jet.
That's right. And this one's for us, Erotic Airways. It operated from 2006 to 2009.
Ah!
You know?
I'll get blown in the sky.
Yeah, based in Australia. It was like one tiny twin engine plane outfitted with a double bed and a healthy supply of chocolates, champagne, and condoms.
Ah!
So that people could join the Mile High Club.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
You know?
Wow, get served in the sky.
Oh my God. Serviced in the sky.
Serviced in the sky.
Well, I think now is more than
I know, as I'm slipping off the couch.
That's right.
Yes, right. I think it is time.
What's that wet spot?
Don't worry about it.
It's time for Food News Update.
Philly's fan hurt after being shot in the face by Philly Fanatics hot dog cannon.
Wait.
Ouch.
If I had a dime for every time someone threw a hot dog at my face. Oh, yes.
Oh. Oh, my God. Put your dick away. Oh.
Sorry, Mom.
No, okay. This really happened in Philadelphia. The Fanatic mascot launched the hot dog into the stands between innings, and the woman that got hit in the face said, "It just came out of nowhere and hard. And then the next thing I know, he shot it in our direction and bam, it hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew off." Don't worry, she didn't suffer a concussion. She just ended up with a small thing in her eye.
Oh.
Relish?
She got relish in her eye?
She just had a hematoma in her eye.
A hematoma?
Hematoma. And a bruised face.
Wow. I've never had a bruised face from a hot dog.
Yeah?
No. There's like a joke in there, like a mustard up the nose or
keep working on that. That's good.
Yeah,
but
that's
she
great.
Said the fan isn't planning. I think this is nice. The fan isn't planning to take any legal action against the Phillies, but the team said she will receive free tickets for another game when healthy.
Oh, well, that's nice of them. Here, let us like smack you with a hot dog. Here's a free ticket.
They said that no one in history has ever been injured by this before. So
I want to meet the man who made the hot dog cannon.
Yes. I bet it could be used for other things.
Oh, ow.
Okay, never mind.
All right, thanks, Lorena Bobbitt. Anyways. Quick thinking mom saves family's life by giving gunmen a blowjob.
What?
Yep. I don't even know if this is real news or not. But I follow Cardi B on Instagram, and she posted this the other day, and I thought it was the funniest thing. So, he was armed and dangerous, but so is my mouth, she says. Jennifer Bale is a hero to her and her family of four after doing the unthinkable to save their life. A Texas woman is a hero to her family of four after giving a robber head long enough to distract him so that her husband could hit him in the back of the head with a chair while the children escaped.
He broke into their house?
Yeah, apparently. This is all that there is on Cardi B's Instagram.
I love that this is Foo's news.
Hello?
Because it's put something in her mouth. That's Hello? True.
To say I do anything for my children would be an understatement at this point. Plus, he wasn't a Minuteman, so it was a lot of work, says Jennifer. Jennifer's husband, Raymond, only had one thing to say about the ordeal. She never gave me head like that, but we will talk about that later. For now, I'm just glad my family is safe.
Oh, my God. Well, wow. That was some quick thinking.
I always thought, like, if my house ever got broken into, the first thing I would do is, like, put your dick in my mouth.
Really?
Right?
I would think, like, grab a knife and cut off his dick, but maybe I should think otherwise.
I don't know. What if he's hot?
Oh, my God.
You know? Hello?
Hello. Save your life.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then you have, like, if he escapes, at least you have the DNA.
Ah, see? Genius.
Yes.
Yes. But just don't swallow. Gross.
Wow.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders asked to leave. Red Hen Restaurant. Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bitch, get out.
Wait, have you heard her leave?
Yeah, she was. Okay.
Where's the Red Hen?
It's in Lexington, Virginia.
All right.
This has been everywhere because people are freaking the fuck out. So, okay. Basically, last Friday evening, the owner of this restaurant, Stephanie Wilkinson, was called at her home and said by the chef at Red Hen. And it's this tiny little farm-to-table restaurant that she co-owns on Main Street in the small city of Lexington, which is western part of Virginia. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders had sat down, and that's when the chef called and was like, hey, just so you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is here, and the staff is very uncomfortable with that. Because a lot of the staff at this restaurant, they're gay, and because of, you know, what Sarah represents, and Trump's desire to bar transgender people from the military, and I mean everything else,
everything. We don't. There's no explanation needed.
But the way that Sanders is constantly defending Trump, the employees of the restaurant did voice that they were very uncomfortable with her present. So the owner of the restaurant came to the restaurant just to make sure to see for herself that Sanders was indeed there, which she was. And the owner said that she's really not a big, huge fan of confrontation, but I have a business and I want my business to thrive. And I feel like it's really important to support my employees. And so she did. She went up and very quietly and I think very, you know, gracefully asked, I guess there was a cheese board in front of them and said that, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave like the restaurant. And so she left and then took to Twitter, of course, and was like, what the fuck?
But wait, so the gays can't go to the bakery to get cake.
Yeah. But they can deny service.
Yeah.
That's what the federal courts just ruled.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. But yeah. Yeah.
But you're going to sit there and complain that you couldn't eat your cheese?
Right. Yeah.
Throw her out. Throw her out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good on them.
Anyway, so this is what Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she said, last night I was told by the owner of Red Hen, this is on Twitter, last night I was told by the owner of Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia to leave because I work for POTUS, and I politely left. Her actions say far more about her than about me. I always do my best to treat people, including those I disagree with, respectfully, and will continue to do so. So then, of course, the internet.
Well, that's a lie, too. Have you seen some of those press things that she does, those press briefings?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, she gets pretty nasty.
She's a liar. She's a fucking liar. So then Donald Trump today tweeted, of course.
Oh, God.
The Red Hen restaurant should focus more on cleaning its filthy canopies, doors, and windows. Badly needs a paint job. Rather than refusing to serve a fine person like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I always had a rule. If a restaurant is dirty on the outside, it's dirty on the inside.
Oh.
Wow, when they go low, just goes even lower. Like,
how do you say you know what my butthole looks like?
Yeah, but this is really, I mean, it's caused a lot of controversy because obviously Maxine Waters actually came out and was like, if you see these people out in public, you tell them how you feel and you know, do not let them walk amongst us peacefully after what they're doing to these. I mean, especially what's happening right now with the immigrant children.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. Crazy.
So if I see anybody, I'm going to, excuse me, get out.
Get out. Just get out.
Don't spit in their food anymore, folks. Tell them to just get out.
Just get out.
Just get out.
Oh, speaking of spitting in food, did you hear? Oh,
yeah. Another food news update.
Like, bonus.
Yeah.
That story about how somebody like made some really complicated order at some place.
Yes. In Astoria.
In Astoria.
Yeah.
And he typed it all in. And the last thing the waiter typed in was spit in their food. Yeah. And apparently the tickets come out with the food, and he didn't remove the ticket. And so the people saw it.
They saw it printed spit in their food.
Yep.
And so now it's a huge thing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't do that, servers. Just don't.
Well, no, don't do it. But don't fuck with your servers.
Like, yeah.
Why do you have to be difficult?
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Exactly.
The chef chose that burger to have cheddar cheese on it for a reason.
Hello. Right? If you're vegan, stay home.
And that's the end of
Food News Update.
vegan. Fuck you.
Stay home.
No, we're going to have an episode where we talk all about vegan because there's a lot of health benefits to it.
I was vegan for like a week and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I lost so much weight so fast.
In a week and a half?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Because I was also like doing two-a-days too.
Two-a-days?
Yeah, working out twice a day.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
No. No,
2 D's a day.
No. Mm. Oh, wow. That's a lot of D.
Well, get in line. Get in line, honey.
That's 14 D's a week. 28. Well, yeah. I don't know.
How much a year?
Oh my God. Somebody break out the calculator. Oh, my God. So we kind of want to end this session with the best food. Which airlines have the best food?
Yeah. Which one personally do you think has the best food?
Well, we probably talked Emirates, right? Even though I've never been.
I mean, yeah, but something that you've put in your mouth in the sky.
I don't know. I fly, you know.
Mm.
I fly like budget air all the time. So
I know. Well, last time.
That what is it? Ghirardelli's snack mix. Those rye chips are delicious.
Oh, I know. Those are. Well, last time I flew, I think we flew American to San Francisco just recently on tour. And they served little sandwiches, like little turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I texted Katie, who was like 20 seats ahead of me, because they started serving the back of the plane first. And I didn't know if I was like all of a sudden in VIP. Which doesn't make any sense. I was by the toilet in the back. But I was like, they're serving us sandwiches in the back, girl. And she texted. She was like, what? And she like, I saw her like pop up from the seat to look back. And then I saw her flight attendant starting to walk with sandwiches too.
Oh.
That was the first. We've flown across the country many times. And that was the first time. So American Airlines.
Huh.
Muchas gracias.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, Travel and Leisure did a whole compilation
of
best airlines. Food top 9,
mm-hmm.
and American Airlines is number 9.
Oh, that shows how classy I fly. Okay, number 9 is American Airlines.
Number 8 is United.
7 is Southwest.
Ooh,
I like Southwest.
I like Delta, which is number 6.
Excuse me. Yes.
You know.
Uh huh.
Number 5, Sun Country Airlines. What the fuck is Sun Country Airlines?
It's like Frontier. It's like $50 to fly to Chicago.
Oh.
But I didn't know that they actually had good food.
Alaska Airlines is number 4, which I think I'm actually flying to San Francisco on.
Next week?
Yeah.
Mm.
JetBlue, number 3.
Whoa, that picture of, is that really JetBlue? That's a beautiful picture of food right there.
Number 2. Hawaiian Airlines.
Oh, yeah, guys. Oh, and then number 1, domestic airlines with the best food
is
not what we are.
Nope.
But Virgin.
Virgin America. Yeah.
It says you can order your desired snacks and meals via the seat back entertainment system.
Oh.
Wow. It's a San Francisco-based carrier. And they pride themselves on having the healthiest food on board a domestic flight. The food on the airline should be a model to other domestic airlines, said one very satisfied TNL reader. Snacks are hyper-local. That's cool.
Oh.
And way more exciting than a bag of crushed pretzels.
Oh. Mm.
Mm.
I do love those Ghirardelli's snacks.
I like honey roasted peanuts.
Honey roasted peanuts?
Well, I was reading the food service industry in the sky really took a dive after 9/11.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when they started offering Bob. That's what they call it.
Bob?
Buy on board.
Oh.
Because all the airlines took a really
You know, bobbing is a term for when straight women put it in their boyfriends.
When they peg them?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called bobbing, I thought.
Mm, well,
or
I guess
pegging?
Pegging.
Bobbing.
I would call it pegging.
Oh. Have you put on a strap on and...
Next question.
Yeah. Sorry. So what is bob on the thing?
It's buy on board.
Oh.
So they were giving all this stuff for free, but after 9/11...
I wonder why that is.
Well, because people stopped flying. after 9/11. Oh. And so they were really in the red. So they had to start taking away all these extra
amenities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So that's why.
I see.
Yeah. Because a lot of those flights across the country, there's tons of snacks offered. You just have to buy them all. Huh. Which is, that should be free.
I'd rather bring a panini and make a kid throw up. No joke. Oh my goodness.
That's so funny.
Marie, we got a fan email.
What? Fan mail call.
This one's from Ben Pulliam.
Yay, Ben. Yeah.
He did some fan art for us too.
That's true.
I love that.
I know. He's a very talented artist,
yeah,
guys.
Shout out to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But last week we were talking about cereal and my favorite cereal, Frankenberry. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, in your mouth, to answer your question about Frankenberry cereal, they still make it, but it's only available during October, along with Count Chocula and Boo Berry.
What?
Yeah, the only ones they don't bring back, but they did once, and I never got to try them, were the short-lived monster cereals Fruit Brute and Fruity Yummy Mummy. So when October arrives, check your grocery stores, and hopefully you'll find the monster cereals.
Wow.
Signed, Wacky Ben.
Wacky Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't break
so cool.
that funny bone of yours.
Well, thanks for writing in. And guys, if anybody else wants to write in, maybe you have a story of your favorite meal in the sky. You can email us at inyomouthpod.
Or maybe you have like a Mile High Club story.
Ooh, yes. You
know? Or maybe like in the air, you like threw a hot dog at your face. Tell us all. Tell us all the things. You can find us on Instagram at InYoMouthPod, also on Twitter by the same name, and our email, InYoMouthNYC @gmail.com.
Man, I can't wait to get up in the sky. You're going to San Francisco next.
Yeah.
My next trip, I'm not flying. Next week, I'm going to Maine.
Ooh. And then in 3 weeks, I'll be in Provincetown, Cape Cod.
Ooh, have fun. Do y'all fly there too?
No.
You take the bus?
Girl, that's expensive.
Ooh, girl.
We take that $5 a Chinatown bus.
What? Oh, that's fun. I bet you make
with
that.
The chickens.
You know, I haven't told you this yet, but I might come up for a day.
It's a long journey.
Oh, it is?
For a day.
Oh. How long
it's
is the bus
it's
ride?
It's a long journey because you have to take the bus to Boston.
Oh.
And then you have to take a ferry 2 hours to the tip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll come for an... maybe I won't come.
So, I'm just saying. Yeah, it's... and even driving, you know, it's a long way.
Yeah.
Just for a day.
Mm. You know? Well... Okay. Well, tell me all about it. It just sounds so fabulous that I wanted to invite
fun.
Myself.
It's great. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's home. I've been going since every summer since 2006.
Oh, wow.
Since 2006. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we always kind of circle back to just traveling on our pod. Travel, put food in your mouth, on the ground, in the sky, however you can get it.
Up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
However you need it.
Yeah.
Just put it in you.
Day.
I liked it. And yeah. I'm high on my pride.
I know. I am too. I'm your ally. I see you.
Uh-huh. I'm right in front of you. And you're wearing your glasses.
I am wearing my glasses.
So.
Well, I have to say, it really meant a lot to me when you called me last night and you were like, I love you so much and thank you and blah, blah. You looked like you were having a blast.
Pride brings out, there are very certain things that make me very, very sentimental, oddly enough. Fleet Week makes me very sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
No joke, because those people chose that life.
Mm-hmm.
And they are there to defend us every day.
Right.
We didn't choose that.
Right.
So they're here for the weekend. And it's like, oh my God, look what you did, you know, or look what you're doing. That's great. Pride makes me feel like very sentimental and like, all the love that I have in my life and from all my friends and from you. And so, like, I get, like, and then add like, 8 gallons of booze on top of that. And I'm just, like, hugging and crying everyone.
Ugh.
Right? And spread throwing glitter everywhere. So, yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. So.
Well, we're lucky to have each other.
We are. And with that, we're going to thank you all out there for listening to In Yo Mouth.